We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
And now,
his intentions go from creepy to pornographic.
The Hillman Morning Show presents...
I know you think you're some sort of smooth-talking ladies' man, but the truth is you are just pathetic and creepy.
How creepy is it?
Did he ever do this?
Scale of 1 to 10. That's the way this works.
Okay.
We're always ready and able to assist you if you feel like you have been in a situation that could or could not be creepy. And you need to determine, we'll help you determine on a scale of 1 to 10. And this email came last night from a 31-year-old female listener of this show.
Okay.
Would you like me to read it verbatim?
Yes, please.
Okay. I'm a 31-year-old pregnant woman who listens to your show. Last week, my female coworker and I were discussing in the work lounge how painful my breasts were.
Okay.
Is this a pregnancy thing?
Sure.
I don't know because I've never been pregnant.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't either, but I know it's a thing.
Yeah. Big time.
Severe tenderness.
And, yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, you got to feed another person.
There were a couple other coworkers of ours in the lounge, but I was not sure that they were able to hear our discussion. Yesterday, an older man who works with me came to my cube and brought me boob ease, which he said had helped his wife.
Yes.
When she had nipple pain.
Uh-huh. A friend of mine got that for her shower, and I thought it was a joke when they pulled out the little tub of the cream.
Okay.
But that's actually like what it's called.
Well, yeah. It's called boob ease.
Get it?
At first, I thought it was a nice gesture. But then, as I started to think about it, I was concerned that it was extremely creepy.
Okay.
Not for me.
I feel like if the guy
was single, it would be like an 8.3 on the creepy scale, okay? But because the guy's married and his wife has had a baby, maybe he's just trying to be Captain Helpful.
You got to stay out of that whole area if you're a guy at work with a younger woman.
Maybe he's just a caring, sympathetic guy who's like, hey, you know, sorry, watch his wife go through it.
Right, guy's trying to be a nice guy.
It's not like he said, let me help put it on.
I don't know. If you're listening, ladies, call or text. How creepy is it? Scale of 1 to 10. A 617 texter who's a woman says not creepy at all. I think now here's a 857 text. I am pregnant now for the second time.
Congratulations.
That is high level creepy.
Really?
I had a coworker ask me about breastfeeding after my last son, and the coworker's a guy, and I feel like that is extremely creepy. Here's
So you're going to breastfeed again?
978 text. It says, coming from a female, I think he honestly meant well. I'm 31 and pregnant. This is a 617 text. Doesn't sound too creepy to me. My female boss keeps asking to touch my belly. That happens a lot, too. And there's a lot of women who find that really creepy, right?
You can't go for the unsolicited belly touch.
Yeah,
you have to. If I'm going to touch somebody's belly, I only do it with my friends. Like, I would never ask a stranger. But even my close friends, I always ask, can I feel your belly? Like, nothing
creeps me out. Do you start to cry immediately?
No, I don't cry. I'm like, oh, God bless you. Look what happened to your boobs.
Never understood it.
It's cool. You feel a baby.
Why?
I've never had
a
baby.
You're gigantic. We know what's in there.
Oh, now you're pregnancy shaming.
No. I love pregnant women. I think they're beautiful. But even if, if my best buddy's wife was pregnant, where do I get off going, hey, can I touch your belly? I mean, that's creepy.
I've seen it happen to two pregnant friends where
I get women. But I'm saying guys.
No, guys. Like a guy because they work at the same place, and this the same client would always come in and like run up to them and like give them a vigorous belly rub. And I'm like, dude, that is so personal violation.
Yeah.
Let's see. If he was a single guy and he went out and bought boob ease for her, that's creepy. Scale of 1 to 10, I give this a 7. That's a 7-7. 4 texts from a woman overstepping, regardless of what his intentions were, innocent or not. 7-7-4 text, so creepy. I just had a baby 4 months ago, and I bartended up until I had her, and I had so many creepy guys ask me if I was going to breastfeed or not.
Can I get a white Russian, like, now?
Hello, Vanessa.
Hi.
What's up, Vanessa?
So I had, when I was working and I was pregnant, I had a customer that wanted to get me a gift. And I didn't want to accept it. So I ended up just telling him what my registry, where it was. And he ended up buying me my breast pump, all of the nipple shields, everything that you could possibly imagine.
And he was
there. And it was the weirdest thing I've ever had happen.
Now, he was a customer?
Yeah.
What kind
so
of a, what?
Obviously, I can't accept gifts anyway, so I just told him where my registry was if he went on and ordered like $400 worth of breast stuff.
Ugh. What kind of a business were you in?
Contract manufacturing.
Okay. So this guy, you were selling things to him, and he went on and bought you $400
wow.
worth of nipple shields and boob related
yeah.
things. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's
a little weird.
I mean, again, the intention, I think, is nice sometimes. Mm-hmm. This is Caitlin. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm actually I'm in my second trimester.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I had a really, really rough first trimester, and if anybody gave me anything that helped with any aspect of my pregnancy, I would have been okay with it.
Really?
Nipples, anything. Seriously. My boobs hurt so bad. I was so sick. I was miserable. So if somebody overheard me and gave me something that made it that much easier, I'd be totally okay with that.
Is it made less creepy because he said his wife used it?
Or is that a technique?
A technique that he's using? I mean, there's a lot of texters who say she should not have been talking about this at work, like it's a too much information thing, and she gets what she deserved if she's talking about her bube pain at work.
She was asking for it.
I
get what you're saying, like when it comes to that point, but it's they were having a one-on-one conversation and didn't think anybody else could hear them. Like, oftentimes, like, you'll be in a break room, people walk in, people walk out.
Right,
it's like,
right.
I don't think she was broadcasting it, like, attention everybody, and suffering from nipple pain, and if anyone could help alleviate it, LB at WAF.com. I don't think that's how it went.
It's like us. I've worked with Hillman for 20 years. You've worked with him for 11 years. We're like family. I've known Brangie forever.
Right.
We're not going into a private room to have a personal conversation.
Yeah, right. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, morning, show.
What's up, Brandon?
Hey, all these people offended by breastfeeding and whatnot. It's not like every guy's, you know, at home fantasizing about a woman breastfeeding. Some guys genuinely care. I'm a dad. My kid was breastfed, and I think it's a great thing. It's not something that I sexualize.
Right. There are some things when it comes to boobs that men are that they fantasize about, and other things that they just feel are.
Yeah.
And there are some people who find, listen, are there some guys who find breastfeeding to be sexual in nature?
Absolutely.
As creepy as that is? Yes, I think there probably are.
Yeah, some guys want to get in on it.
And there are some people who are just pruded out by it also.
Right.
And then there are some who don't care. I don't care. If a woman is breastfeeding in public, I don't care. If somebody ends up looking and that causes a big, gigantic reaction,
yeah.
I think that's a little goofy because you're doing it in public.
Right.
I mean, you know, but.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something. When
before I retired from the post office. Boy, I used to come up to me oftentimes and ask if I needed help massaging any of my areas because of my impending baby. And I was like, oh, hey, I'm not pregnant.
I think you were sexually harassed on Kathy.
I was sexually harassed constantly. Nobody listened to me. I was very embarrassed, if you know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
And that's a funny joke if you speak Spanish.
Because
I wasn't actually embarrassed. I was just gorda.
Scale of 1 to 10, this is a 7. I'm a 31-year-old woman also, and I would be creeped out by a man who did that at work. But, you know,
pretend it's not LB.
Yes. All right. So, honestly, I feel like we're leaning toward not that creepy, a nice gesture.
Yes.
Yeah. The guy threw the disclaimer, and that was key.
With the wife
and the kid.
My wife used this.
Yeah. I would want to see like a screenshot of an Amazon verified purchase. Let me see when she bought that.
Now, let me ask you.
Yes.
If, let's say, let's just imagine for a moment that there was a smoke who worked here.
Yeah.
And let's say she was 28 years old and she came in on a Monday and she was complaining that over the weekend she got sunburned at the beach. Would it be okay to come in the next day and say, I brought you some oil? Because when my wife gets sunburned, she uses aloe oil. I feel like you should rub this all over yourself.
Sure.
Would that be okay?
Sure, why not?
If you use that disclaimer, it's okay.
My wife experiences
That's good to know. Sure. All right.
I mean, I don't know that I would encourage everyone going out and trying it, but in the odd case that happens.
Here's a 781 text, which says the creepy guys are ruining it for the compassionate guys.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with this. And everybody is assuming that everything is creepy now. Mm. Here's a 617 text. Well, this goes back to how creepy is it of like a year and a half ago. I just saw a woman with no shades in her window walking around right in front of the window to put a shirt on. Mm. What's that about?
Some women don't care.
An exhibitionist, or she just doesn't care.
Yeah, because remember that we had that issue over, I think it was over by BU. The guys, there was like some chick in a ground level apartment.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That was on How Creepy Is It?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
right?
And the woman was walking around nude in front. It was on Com Ave.
Yes, yes.
She walked around nude every morning.
Every morning.
And there was a group of people who went there and watched.
Yeah, like tourists taking photos.
Yeah. I mean, there was the woman over here in Watertown who used to be on her Stairmaster wearing virtually nothing.
Yes, on Nonantum, right?
On Nonantum Road every morning when I drove by. It's right in front of the window.
Yeah. It's a miracle you and LB didn't crash.
I think she probably wanted people to look.
She was showing off her fitness.
That's fine.
For some women, it turns them on.
Right.
I mean, you're not allowed. This texter wants to know if it's okay to tell a female coworker that your wife really likes a particular sex toy and then give that to
her.
That would not be okay.
Probably covered in an HR directive somewhere. I wouldn't recommend that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.